HarperCollins presents Night Train to Marrakesh by Dinah Jeffries. Read by Stephanie Racine and Juanita McMahon.
Dedication for Caroline Hardman. Prologue. The night train gathered speed, clanking and rattling, and the girl, poised on the cusp of a new life, held her breath. Eager. Hopeful. No turning back. The clickety-clack, clickety-clack, clickety-clack of the wheels on the track beat a pulse in her head, the rhythm expanding around her until it was not only outside, but inside her too. Everything rested on this trip, this hope-filled dream. But now she was here. Now she was finally off. Everything felt so alien. The compartment, at first scented with cinnamon and mint, began to stink of sweat, oil, and something rancid. And as the train flew on through the night, its whirring and beating only grew louder. Hurtling through blackness, hands over her ears, she longed to silence the racket. But still the noise soared as they went faster and faster, and each time the carriage jolted, her hammock tilted. Reeling, she clung on, but in the steaming heat, the vulpine shriek of a whistle tipped her into fear. The hot air grew saltier. Her throat tightened. Memories flooded her mind as the beat of the past mimicked the beat of the train. Thud. Thud, thud, hammering relentlessly in her head. She longed to sleep away the hours, but her skin was on fire. She listened to the breath of people sleeping near her, trying to calm her mind, but when she slipped into moments of oblivion herself, she woke from dreams of hungry creatures rattling their cages. And oh, the thoughts she couldn't suppress, no matter how hard she tried. Hours and hours passed, her mind growing dull and dark, until the squeal of the brakes signalled an end in sight. Thank God. And as the train pulled into Marrakesh station, her relief swelled and she gripped hold of herself, tears heating her eyelids. For this was what she wanted. Wasn't it?
Chapter 1. Clémence. Casbah du Paradis, Morocco, July 1966. People still did occasionally flee and vanish into the mountains, just as once upon a time they had disappeared into the dungeons of the warlords. But if there were restless spirits wandering here, Clémence Pétier had never seen them. In this place of infinite beauty, she had found peace of sorts. She gazed out of her open bedroom window, hoping to catch the changing of the light. Her daily rituals kept her steady, living in the present and centred. And as she watched the sun rising, the mist burnt off, the mountains began to shine, and the glorious fragrance of wild herbs drifted in the air. A perfect day. Perched up high in the Atlas Mountains, the Casbah had once been a fortress built to withstand attack. Derelict and forgotten, when she first found it, now it spelt safety for her. She loved the dazzling sunlight, the deep blue shadows, the glittering stars at night, and the blindingly white snow in winter. Clémence wrapped the turquoise robe around her, fastened its ties, and as she did every morning, left the main house to walk across to the annex. As she crossed the terrace, she paused, only to run her fingertips over the velvety climbing roses. Blousy, crimson, and almost at an end, their petals dropped at her touch. Like blood, she thought, lingering for one more moment before walking on. She unlocked the door to the annex, slid the bolts, and went inside.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?